sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more each day.
Gotta say,
lead the way.
It's okay.
When they gotta say, it's okay.
All right.
Lead the way. Each day. Gotta say, lead the way.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Rascals on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, just as the train rolls by, because the trains keep rolling and so does the music on Saturday afternoons. 1:56, much more music time. Thanks for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio. Don't forget this show repeats. Repeated right there on Sundays from noon until 3, and then again on Wednesdays from noon until 3, but that's only on Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
A bad outing for the Pittsburgh Pirates last night at PNC Park. They got plastered 19-2 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Starting pitcher Ronzi Contreras recorded only 5 outs against the Brewers. He was pulled after he allowed 5 hits and 7 runs. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, White Sox blanked the Giants 1-0. It was the A's over the Mariners 3-1. The Orioles lost to the Twins. Twins 3, Orioles 2. The Dodgers over the Padres 5-1. And right now in the bottom of the 6th inning, it's the Rays leading the Blue Jays by a score of 5-1. Olympian Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe, former Representative Gabriel Giffords and actor Denzel Washington, are among the first slate of recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom to be handed out by President Biden on Thursday. The medals are the nation's highest civilian honor. And the San Jose Sharks have fired their head coach and his staff after they failed to reach the playoffs for a third consecutive season. 51-year-old Bob Bowner and his staff, well, they posted only 67 wins, 85 losses, and 23 overtime losses in parts of 3 seasons. The team finished in 6th place in their division of the Western Conference.
Steel City weather.
Hot and humid for the next several days in the Pittsburgh area. Looking for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 85, although it's pretty overcast out there right now, at least outside of our weather window. 62 overnight for your low, becoming sunny on Sunday with a high of 86. Independence Day Monday is hot, high 90 degrees. Tuesday, showers likely, maybe even a thunderstorm with a high of 86 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 80 in Beaver County, also 80 in Butler, 81 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 82 at WRCT. Fontaine's D.C. going to take us to news time. That's new music from Fontaine's, D.C. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Joe Newscast, July the 1st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The Environmental Protection Agency now has fewer tools to fight climate change. That after the Supreme Court stripped the agency of its authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants.
The court's 6-3 ruling along party lines involves the 2015 Clean Power Plan. The court majority ruled it is unlawful for federal agencies to make major decisions without clear authorization from Congress. Jason O'Neill with the Western Values Project predicts existing laws in both blue and red states that go further than federal laws to protect air quality could be eliminated.
Our government's ability to protect us from corporate pollution, including climate emissions, is nearly wiped off. And our future is in question.
New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich called the court's decision a major step backwards at a time when hydrocarbons are fueling more destructive wildfires, reducing snowpack, and contributing to the state's worst drought in 1,200 years. I'm Roz Brown.
The court ruling does recognize the EPA's authority and responsibility to limit climate pollution from cars and trucks, oil and gas development, and industrial sites. California now poised to become the first state in the nation to give health care to all income-eligible residents, regardless of their immigration status.
The legislature is set to pass the final budget bills this week, which will be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom shortly thereafter. Cynthia Buisa with the California Immigrant Policy Center says this is the fulfillment of an almost decade-long push by the Health for All campaign.
This is very timely, but also long overdue, because for many, many years, many of our immigrant workers who have contributed tremendously to what makes California, California, have gone on without this very important safety net.
This budget deal represents a huge step toward universal health coverage and is expected to benefit about 700,000 people starting in 2024. Opponents cite the cost. The budget includes $625 million to cover the first 6 months of 2024 and allocates $2.1 billion per year after that. This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
Now from CNN, Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn in Thursday as an associate justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, making history as the first black woman on the highest court in the nation. Jackson, who is 51, joins the court as its 116th member. CNN notes in April she was confirmed 53-47 by the Senate to the High Court, that after a series of contentious hearings where Republicans tried to paint her as soft on crime and Democrats praised her judicial record. This is PNS.
Down.
Sly and the Family Stone getting us started here at 208 Much More Music Time. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests until 3 o'clock. What else to tell you about? Let's tell you about this.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, contributions from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dreveauxburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, and donations from listeners just like you. If you'd like to help Tube City Online carry out its mission, you can go to TubeCityOnline.com and click that donate link. Okay? All right.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening, here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
And now your neighborhood Studebaker dealer, celebrating the 56th year of going out of business, brings you the radio calendar for today, July 2nd, 2022. Wood Street Galleries presents a collection of six new creations developed by Cinzia Campolisi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments. On display now through June 26th at 601 Wood Street downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. Pittsburgh City Parks presents its annual Movies in the Park this summer. On July 3rd at Schenley Plaza in Oakland, that's tomorrow, it's the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. July 6th at Schenley Park in Flagstaff Hill, it's Won't You Be My Neighbor. And July 15th at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville, it's Luca. For more information about Movies in the Park this summer in the city of Pittsburgh, pittsburghpa.gov/events. Fiber Art International is the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that's open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber art. Fiber Art International is on display now through August 20th at two locations, the Brewhouse Association, 711 21st Street on the south side, and the Society for Contemporary Craft, 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, fiberartinternational.org. The West Newton Public Library, 124 North Water Street in West Newton, will hold a two-day fill-a-bag for $5 book sale for two weekends, August 20th and August 21st. The sale will take part in the parking lot of the library, including hardcovers, paperbacks, nonfiction, children's, and cookbooks. For more information, 724-633-0798. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport will present Summer Stories, a workshop for teens using words and images to tell stories. That is free July 11th through July 18th from 6 until 8 p.m. Registration in advance is requested at mckeesportlibrary.org or call them at 412-672-0625. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind, and on to the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. Please send those events at least 2 weeks in advance. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of WRCT and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Commissioner of the National League.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
It's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young on Radio 9.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of 10 years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your
your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Gap, gap, deed we do, baby and me, we listen to
Radio 9.
It's out of sight.
The McCoys on Radio 9. Here's Nancy Sinatra.
Tomcat, you. When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I'm gonna go out and prowl, yeah.
Dine at 2:22. Watch more music time. New music from The Regrets coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Thanks for spending a little bit of your Saturday with me. I do appreciate it. It is 4th of July weekend, and with summer here and the July 4th holiday weekend arriving, the National Fire Protection Association is reminding you that fireworks are best left to the professionals. According to the NFPA, fireworks started 19,000 fires in 2018, including 1,900 house fires, 500 vehicle fires, and 17,000 brush fires. These fires caused 5 deaths, 46 injuries, and $105 million in property damage in 2018. U.S. hospital emergency rooms treated an estimated 9,100 people for fireworks-related injuries. Half of those were injuries to hands and feet. 34% of those injuries were to the eyes or other parts of the head. And children under the age of 15 years of age accounted for more than one-third of all estimated 2018 injuries. This, according to the National Fire Protection Association. So celebrate with alternatives. Don't be a statistic. Leave fireworks to the professionals this 4th of July. That is a message from the National Fire Protection Association. Learn more. Go to nfpa.org.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 85. Cloudy overnight, low 62. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 86, clear Sunday night, 60. Independence Day, that's Monday, sunny, hazy, and hot, with a high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night, low 70. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Tuesday, high of 86. Looks like that for most of next week. Maybe a little bit of a cool down on Friday with a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the J. Thurber Mess, it's 84 in Beaver County. I don't know what it is in 84, come to think of it. 81 in Butler, 79 in Washington, 81 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 82 degrees right now at WRCT.
I can hear the sirens, but my vision's blurry, but my eyes won't stay dry. Down, down, I back down, knock me down, I walk back down. I can feel their anger, I can't run much longer. Feel the thoughts, they rage out, ones in the vaults, they'll break out. So knock me down, down, I back down, knock me down, I walk back down. Do you feel it coming? You won't see it coming. Down, I walk back down. Do you feel it coming?
music from The Regrets here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
When you're out for a ride with your family by your side, enjoying the pleasant scene,
top off your pleasure the refreshing way. Stop at a Dairy Queen.
If you've been on a hike or out riding a bike for a break in the old routine,
top off your pleasure the refreshing way. Stop at a Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is tops in taste and tops in quality.
Eating Dairy Queen is so much fun
for the whole family.
When your friends come to dine and the food is just fine and they compliment your cuisine,
top off your pleasure the refreshing way. Serve them Dairy Queen. Everybody loves the treat with the pearl on top. That's Dairy Queen.
Everybody loves Radio 9, too, we hope, here on Saturday afternoons on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Thurber Show. And that commercial just reminded me of a little story.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it reminded me of a little story. And it seems that there was this penguin who was driving along on a hot day just like today. Driving along, and suddenly steam and smoke started to come out of from under the hood of the car for the penguin, and he pulled his car over, and what was there was a Dairy Queen. So he pulls his car into Dairy Queen, and there's smoke and steam coming out from under the hood. And so the penguin calls the AAA to send the tow truck, and while he's waiting, the penguin gets an ice cream cone, because penguins, of course, love ice cream. Everyone knows that. So the penguin is sitting there eating his ice cream cone, waiting for the AAA to show up. And the AAA, the tow truck, shows up, and it's driven by a walrus. And the walrus says, you know, can I take a look at your car? And the penguin says, sure. And he says, I open the hood. So the penguin opens the hood, and the walrus sticks his head under the hood, and he looks around for a while. And he says to the penguin, he says, hey, fella, looks like you blew a seal. And the penguin wipes his beak and says, no, it's just ice cream. Send your complaints to WPTS, Pittsburgh, PA, 15260.
Mom's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. But when daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. Cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Escape from the music in the whole damn street. Cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
We'll be right back.
Ready, go!
Everybody rise up, rise up. Everybody rise up, rise up. Everybody rise up, rise up. If it's all night long. Now well, here's the dance.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
Everyone can do.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
It's the hipster's dance.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
And the square cats too.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
Won't you take a chance?
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
This is all you do.
A walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo.
You just take your baby. Don't you leave that spot. Then you dance like crazy. Give it all you've got. That's the razzle dazzle. If you're ready or not. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle, dazzle. If it's all night long. Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go!
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Everybody
razzle dazzle. It's all night long.
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Everybody razzle dazzle.
Bill Haley and his Comets on Radio 9 at 2:30 Sangamon. Much more music time with Jay Thurber. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling. Don't forget to stay tuned to 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Immediately following on most of these same stations on the Giggle Bus Broadcasting Network, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. You can also find Eric on Facebook at Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. So yesterday, my wife and I went to go see the Elvis movie, Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. I think they mention Baz Luhrmann more than they mention Elvis in the credits. He's not shy about branding the movie with his name. The reviews of this movie have been very mixed. The critics either sort of hate it or they love it. And so I went into this not sure what to expect. My wife and I are both big Elvis fans. She much more than I. She's been to Graceland something like 15 times or something. I'm sure she'll correct me when I get home. So here's my short review on the Elvis movie, which is playing now at a theater or drive-in near you. It is ridiculous. It is bat guano insane. It is too loud. It is too long. And it's also very entertaining. It's too much of everything, but of course Elvis himself was too much of everything. Austin Butler, who plays Elvis, is excellent in it. He is not doing an Elvis impersonation, which is a good idea, because if it was an Elvis impersonation, I don't think it would be watchable. But he actually turns Elvis into a real sympathetic character and a human being. The rest of the characters in the movie, eh, there's not much of a story. Tom Hanks, you've heard that Tom Hanks is terrible in this. He is terrible in this. He is a caricature. He's a cartoon character of Colonel Tom Parker. And the whole movie is really a live-action cartoon. But it's also extremely, extremely entertaining. Maybe not enough Elvis music. That was something we were talking about last night, that there may not have been enough Elvis music in the Elvis movie. fact, there's a lot of more modern music. The whole movie is very much like a music video at times. So I don't know if it was a thing that they couldn't get the rights to the Elvis music, except that Elvis Presley Enterprises is promoting this film and is very enthusiastic about this film, so I don't know. But yeah, maybe not enough Elvis music. And again, it's too long by about a half an hour. It's what she said, which is what I say about a lot of movies these days. Just needs about a half an hour less. But otherwise, very entertaining. If you don't mind the fact that it's a live-action cartoon. That's my capsule review of the ridiculous, over-the-top, insane Baz Luhrmann Elvis movie. It's everything you would want in an Elvis movie. And that's about it, huh?
Action Radio.
This song is in the movie, though, and it's a good one.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land, all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud. Answers gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle, yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream, of leaving my dream come true.
From the 68 comeback special, which is what, in my opinion, and nobody asked me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They should have just done a movie about the 68 comeback special. That would have been a better movie. This is ridiculous, but like I said, very entertaining.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck? You're my rainbow.
That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
ladies and gentlemen.
14 years just shot right there, man. I'll tell you.
Elvis has just left the building.
Jay Thurber.
Music.
A long and winding road. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy left a pool of tears.
Sports and weather next.
Getting a driver's license is a very exciting time in your teenager's life. It is one of the official rites of passage from childhood to adulthood. Parents have the potential to influence the driving habits of their children, and they are models for new drivers through their own driving behaviors. We encourage you to set a good example by using your seatbelt, watching your speed, following the traffic laws, and not using your cell phone while driving. Yep. The best lessons are taught by example. Drive safe, PA.
Brought to you by PennDOT and the Newcastle Junior Senior High School.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates did not have a good night last night. In fact, they lost big time to the Milwaukee Brewers at PNC Park. Final score, Milwaukee 19, Pittsburgh Pirates 2. It's the Bucks and Brew Crew again today on the north side. Game time there at 4:05. Houston beat the LA Angels by a score of 8-1. It was Minnesota over Baltimore last night, 3-2. Kansas City over Detroit, 3-1. The Mets over the Texas Rangers, 4-3. And Toronto beat Tampa Bay by a score of 9-2. Elsewhere in the world of sports. I thought we had some tennis news. Don't we have tennis news here? I know everybody is just dying to know what the tennis news is. I thought I had something about Wimbledon, but who cares? Honestly, who cares? Elsewhere, the Riverhounds playing the Red Bulls tonight in Montclair, New Jersey. That game is at 7 o'clock, and the Washington Wild Things on the road to take on the Crushers in Avon, Ohio. Game time is 7:05. And let's just do the weather, huh?
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Hazy, hot, and humid this weekend. Mostly sunny skies for the rain of the afternoon. The sun is starting to peek out through the overcast with a high of 85. Cloudy overnight with a low of 62. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 86. Independence Day Monday. Be careful out there. Sunny and hot with a high of 90. Tuesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 86. Wednesday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 86 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 84 in Beaver County, 81 in Butler, 79 in Washington, 81 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it is 82 at WRCT. With new music from the Walters. As we wrap up today's show.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Everything I want, but I can't deal with all your love. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
Music from the Walters here, winding down this installment.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Johnny Cash is going to take us out.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag.
I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. We'll be back next week, good Lord willing, from noon until 3 with the Dusty Disc, the Priceless Platters, the songs that you threw up with. Don't forget, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A burnt in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
She waved from our ship.
Stay tuned for smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. Happy 4th of July. Stay safe out there.
Denied and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
From Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. so.